This document. Now, this is what I'm going to say. Now, recall, this series number one, this is the start. You see? Now, we start here with really the beginning of Moses' day. I did not say the beginning of creation.
Right.
Whereas we can start with the beginning of creation up here, too. Now, do you know what the beginning of creation is? Do you know what it is? Answer me.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. My people think that the heaven and earth, I beg your pardon, that's not the beginning of creation. You see what, I mean? Now, here's the beginning of creation. See, this here cloud symbolizes spirit. See, now this cloud comes from down in Egypt, far down in Egypt, 1490 B.C., and led the children of Israel on out of Egypt and into the wilderness. See, and in the third month, now somebody said, well, what's the third month? That means he has January, February, and March. No, third month. See, it's not the same in Hebrew time, right? It is. Then our civil year, you understand?
Right.
That was June.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
They come to Mount Sinai. That's in the Bible. I didn't put it there. You see? And this, I wouldn't even accept that if it didn't have some verification or confirmation of it. See? We just won't buy any of this up and down because somebody's sick.
That's right.
You see what I'm talking about? Well, we look in the book and we in the Bible. See? And there's interpolations in that. We don't buy that.
Right.
So, now look, see, now here's the beginning of the creation. Now, I'm just telling you like it is. Now, you can read until you get plumb bored and get sold to the fish, just drill down on your feet and shrink. You understand? You won't find anything any different. Now this is it. See? God is spirit.
Right.
See, this cloud indicates the spirit. Now if somebody else had been standing around there, you understand? Then for instance, Pharaoh, he never saw a thing of it. Why? Because it wasn't revealed to him. You see? You understand? Now it's God. See? Now then, Moses went up into this valley, it was called up there, see? And Yahweh took on. Incorporated. I did not say physical.
Right.
See? That's a spiritual embodiment. Now that is the beginning of the creation box. There is going to be no repairs on that.
Right.
And then, after he taken on that form, Moses saw him in that vision.
Right.
See? Now, listen. You are not supposed to buy it. See? Unless John sees the same thing here on the Isle of Patmos, surrounded by water.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
And what he saw in his vision. You understand? And the reason why he saw it in his vision that way is because it's just an idea. And that's what he's out here on the Isle of Patmos. Moses said in the beginning of his vision, he described the man as he saw. Isn't that right?
Right.
Well, where do you find that in the Bible? See, don't never tell somebody something and you don't know nothing about where he is in the Bible or nothing. Do you understand? Let it be in your imagination. You get the point? And then after you read it back then in the law and in the prophets, see, you still got some over here. You see? Prove this that way. See, that's the reason why, and so it is dark here. See, now here's this dark here. It starts here with the fact. And it starts with, it comes on down with the invisible attributes and all. Working like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Yes, if you know, stop your mind, you don't
stop
all. You understand? Nobody has ever been a church.
Nobody has ever been.
Has been able to receive. Now, somebody comes along and says, well, I'm a scientist. We're working in your good research. And it's scientific research. You understand my question? Now, look, you can't go into that and get something out of there that God didn't know was in.
That
was
him.
See, you can't find it there. It's just not there.
Okay.
You understand? It don't make no difference about your name.
Right.
It was Einstein. It don't make no difference. Yeah, huh? Don't run like that. See? Now, people say this. Well, look, in the Aramaic, say, we got all the translations.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. We got them all. And if we didn't have none, the story would be the same. You understand? It takes just that to prove the existence of God and His purpose. You understand?
Right.
And that's just how it is. And if you knew the wrath and the terror of God, if you knew the love of God, mm-hmm. if you were able to take your eyes off of personalities and individuals, you understand? If you were able to do that, you understand? I'm not trying to take nothing away from no man. You understand? There has never been a man on earth, and there never will be a devil. We've even went so far in this truth and told you about the sperm that formed a human being and put them on in there. Haven't we, Dr. Anthony?
Right.
See? Do you know anybody else done any better than that? You see the problem?
Mm-hmm.
It's the reality of the thing that we're having.
Right.
You see what I mean? And this, we're not going to buy nobody's false doctrine. Nobody's false doctrine. And listen, we've already been converted and we're not going to be converted.
Right.
Okay. See? Understand?
Right.
Don't nobody have a thing off me that I've had. I'm off me. They can't teach me nothing.
Right.
See? Now that's hard things to say.
Right.
You understand? I appreciate that. I realize it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were not up in the understanding, you would naturally refuse to say it.
Right.
You get the point?
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now, to have anything happen anywhere in the world for 35 years, and look, you don't know of nobody. See? You never even read after nobody. Yeah, including Tim and Bowles and what have you.
Right.
That have done any greater thing than what I have done. You don't know. For 35 years, they're not in the history book. You see? These people have kept right up with you. Now, let me make this real clear. I haven't done anything. See? I don't have a thing to boast about. You understand? But it is Yahweh that gave me the message to pass it on to you. You understand? You can accept, reject, do whatever you want. You understand? You're okay. Now, do you all understand? Y'all have to find a reason.
Yeah.
We've been getting down to brass tacks. And we don't care nothing about it. Make it clean.
I'm
When I'm lonely, your hand has made. Love is the sun and the moon, and the earth is quaking. Husband and Lord, if all thousand souls in Israel and every soul, no brother company of angels, their heart did sing. They were there. Thank you. Meek and lowly, grew up to be a man.
Thank you. Thank you.